This was the point that I mentioned, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that these angels do not enter these homes in which images or in which things of pictures have been displayed of animate objects, whether they are animals or human beings, because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam knew what it is going to lead to. One brother told me, he says, Maulana, in those days, because there was a lot of idol worship, that is why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam prohibited it. I said, well, then what you are trying to tell me is that in these days, idol worship has been totally destroyed and there's no more respect shown to any photographs. He says, those people used to respect these images, and this in these days, we don't respect the images. I said, wonderful, you come with me. Let us go to any home in which the picture of a grandfather or mother or auntie or somebody is displayed, and let us take a knife and smash it. Or let us go and destroy that photograph and see if those people become annoyed or not. If they become annoyed, then why are they becoming annoyed? If they are not showing any respect to that photograph, then even if you throw it on the floor, there should be no respect to it. But it shows that these things, we are showing respect, we are valuing it, we are keeping it as remembrance for the progeny to follow. So if remembrance was such an important thing, the greatest remembrance would have been of our Sahaba-e-Kiram. Brothers, I always tell you, Sahaba-e-Kiram, I will relate a dream of mine to you. The great awliyas have related the dreams, great ambiyas have related the dreams, pious people have related dreams. So if a sinner like me relates a dream, it does not mean that I become a wali or something like that, but there is a lesson in it. That I have always told you from the beginning of the month that our disputes, our arguments, our problems, a solution to it lies in going back to Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his Sahaba-e-Kiram. How they conducted their affairs, if we are going to go to that pattern, then our disputes and arguments and all will end. I've been telling this to you repeatedly. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Summa Alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala save us from any fakhar and any pride. But a few nights ago, I dreamt, it had always been my desire to see a Sahabi in my dream. A few nights ago, I dreamt of Hazrat Zayd ibn Sabit radiallahu ta'ala an, who was the Katib-e Wahi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. When Wahi used to come down, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to tell Hazrat Zayd ibn Sabit to write it down. Hazrat Zayd ibn Sabit was the one whom Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an, who he told him that lots of hafizas have become shaheed. Lots of qaris have become shaheed. So why don't you gather all these things which have been written on palm trees, trunks, or on leather, or on paper, or whatever it was, on whichever thing they used to write. They said, get all these things and compile the Quran. Hazrat Zayd ibn Sabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, it is very difficult for me to do that. It would have been easier for me if you told me move this mountain from here to there. But to do something which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not do, it is extremely difficult for me. And then again to compile the Quran. But they insisted and they put pressure on him, and they told Hazrat Zayd ibn Sabit radiallahu ta'ala an, that you are the most reliable person and everybody has got absolute confidence on you, because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself had confidence on you and he told you to write down the wahi, and you used to write it down, so you will have to do it. And then of course he says, I also made istikhara and all that, and my mind was also inclined to compiling the Quran, and then I compiled the Quran. And then of course after that, in the time of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala an, and all that perfection took place later, but the beginning was in the time of Hazrat Zayd ibn Sabit. Hazrat Zayd ibn Sabit radiallahu ta'ala an, was the greatest mufti, the greatest qazi, and as far as the masail of inheritance are concerned, the people of Medina recognized him to be the greatest. He was only 11 years of age when he by-hearted the Quran 17 surahs. And also Hazrat Zayd ibn Sabit radiallahu ta'ala an, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him that these letters which I have to write to the Jews, I have to write in Ibrani, and therefore I have to use a Jewish person to write, because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam should not write. So he says, why don't you learn the Ibrani language? So Hazrat Zayd ibn Sabit, in 15 days time, he learned the Ibrani language. From this it is proved that you can learn English, Afrikaans, Zulu, Dutch, any language, provided it is for good purposes. There's nothing wrong with the language, but we must not adopt the culture of that people who have got that language. So he learned it in 15 days. So after that, he used to write the letter for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and if some Jewish person wrote to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then Hazrat Zayd used to read it.